Again, Erev Shabbos. It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Very special thank you to our generous series sponsor for the year, dear friends, Mendon Tzipora Fishman, with Chutz for Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel, memory of Evelyn Jonathan Sachs, for Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. It may look like Friday, calendar may say Friday, but it's not Friday. It is the Holy and the Halig at Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We are getting ready to rock and roll with Shabbos. Here comes that siren. Hope you're ready. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Before we dive into a beautiful Torah, I want to first just share and repeat really a Dvar Torah I said at the Parsha Shir. I said I would be repeating today because it's from our Parsha, but it doesn't matter if you're listening to this on Parsha's or in anticipation of Parsha's Bechukosai or any time. But the Parsha begins in Bechukosai Teilechu. V'nasata haaretz yivulah, the Torah tells us that V'nasati gishmeichem bi'itam. God promises in exchange, in reward for being compliant, obedient, for following His will and His word, Hashem will make it rain in the right time. Make it rain. That's what we say in the vernacular. When we have a living and income, when we're doing well, when we're prosperous, God is making it rain. Be the rainmaker. So when is that right time? Rashi says, when people don't go out of the house, when you don't mind if it's raining, when you're home anyway. When is that? Revi'ios. What are revi'ios? So the Medrash explains, Torah's Kohanim, it says, it means Sunday through Wednesday, but Thursday and Friday, Hashem will not make it rain. And why will Hashem not make it rain Thursday and Friday? Why is that reward for Bechukosai Teilechu? If you're Amel B'Torah, if you toil, if you work hard, if you learn profoundly, intensely, the reward is Thursday and Friday are beautiful weather. Why? So you can play golf or tennis? So you can go to the club? Is that the reward for the Amelus B'Torah? No. Says the Medrash, you know what it's for? The reward for Amelus B'Torah is being able to prepare for Shabbos without interference, without inconvenience, without discomfort. That when you're going out Thursday and Friday to shop, to cook, to prepare, it won't be pouring rain. It'll be easy. You'll be able to carry your bags to your car. You'll be able to push the cart to your car. You're not going to try to be balancing and managing an umbrella with your bags, with your groceries, with your Shabbos. What do you see from here? Something incredibly profound. What is the reward for Amelus B'Torah? The reward for Amelus B'Torah is not wealth. It's not prosperity. It's not material success. What is the greatest reward for the righteous who invest themselves intensely in the study of Torah? Being able to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. That's the reward. That's the reward. So when we talk about, when we greet and meet every Friday to talk about turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, it is an opportunity. It's a blessing. It's a reward. That it's not mundane, that it's not regular, that it's not ordinary, but that it's Erev Shabbos. To turn the ordinary into extraordinary, the mundane into holy, that is a reward. So when we have that ability to be able to count down and prepare to fill our home with the sights and with the smells and with the recipes and the flavors, when we are preparing the Divrei Torah, the stories and these miros, that is the greatest blessing when we turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. By the way, we started writing up our Parsha perspectives, 3 Divrei Torah for each of the meals, 3 for 3. You could print them out. Part of the turn Friday into Erev Shabbos prep should be, part of that preparation should be, printing out the Dvar Torah to say it at your home. Anyway, I want to start and turn to a new sefer, Eish HaShabbos, a beautiful 2-volume set that I got, Eish HaShabbos. These are ma'amorim, beautiful teachings and sayings having to do with the sweetness of Shabbos, and they are collected and organized by Rabbi Chiel Yehoshua Sheinfeld, one of the Mashpiei Eish HaChassidus. I don't know who he is, but he did put together 2 volumes of beautiful Sfarim called Eish HaShabbos. And here is an entry that he has. We have a tradition, and empirically, we can measure and experience and see that the food of Shabbos is more flavorful. It's as if the whole week we're in black and white, and Shabbos in living color. First of all, the whole week, we're not really mindful and present while we eat. We're looking at our device, we're running late, we're eating while we're actually active. Shabbos, we sit, and Shabbos for hours on end, we enjoy. There's nothing competing for our attention or our time. We're entirely mindful and present in that act of eating, in that suda. So the meal is more flavorful just by that. But Tavlan Echad Yesh Lana V'Shabbos Shmo, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes tells us that the reason Shabbos food tastes better, that food tastes better on Shabbos is because there's a flavor. And that flavor, that ingredient is Shabbos. Tavlan Echad, I have a spice, says God. And you know what the name of that spice is? You can't find it in the supermarket, and you can't order it on Amazon. Not a supply chain issue, but it's only available to those who observe and keep Shabbos. Tavlan Echad Yesh Lanu v'Shabbos Shmo. It's a special spice we have, and Shabbos is its name. This is the Gemara. Amar lo kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. B'nei ma tavshal shel Shabbos reicho nodef. Why is it the food of Shabbos that the incredible fragrance wafts in the air? You come into a home on a Thursday, on a Friday. Ooh, smells like Shabbos. Is there a better smell than Shabbos? The potato kugel, the chicken, the meat, the fish, the Shabbos smell. So where does it come from? Ask the Kesar. Ask the Caesar. Amar lo. So answer Rabbi Chananya. Tavlan echad yesh lanu v'Shabbos shmo. We have an incredible spice. We have an ingredient, and the name of that ingredient is Shabbos. And she'anu matil nasocha v'recho nodef. It's an incredible ingredient. We put it into any food for Shabbos, and it makes it better. And it makes the fragrant waft in the air. Amar lo tein lanu emenu. So the Kesar said, no, hand it over. Give me a little. Let me try some. Amar lo kol meshamer es haShabbos mo'alo. She'enu meshamer es haShabbos eino mo'alo. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't buy it in Machane Yehuda. It doesn't come in a little plastic bag and you sprinkle a little bit into your soup, into your chalent, onto your chicken. It's not something that you could buy and add as an ingredient. If you observe and you keep Shabbos, then you can feel the taste and the smell of Shabbos. And if you're not immersed, if you're not connected with, if you're not transformed by, if you're not excited about Shabbos, then you don't taste, you don't smell, it doesn't have its impact. And wonders this beautiful Sefer Esha Shabbos. He wonders, how do we get a spiritual taste, a spiritual smell into a physical food? A physical food is purely physical. But that transformation of observing Shabbos, entering into and elevating the food of Shabbos, how does that work? How do we transform something physical through something spiritual? That doesn't seem to make much sense. And the answer is that the taste and the joy, the pleasure, the spiritual, is the inner connection to God, which can be found in a food and which literally gives us life. Food is our life source. Food is the way we live. If a person doesn't eat, they can't live. So what nourishes the nutrients, our body needs to take in food in order to live. God designed such a world, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, godliness, the source of life, can be found where? In food itself. When we eat food, we're not only engaging something that is superficial and physical. When we eat food, we are tapping into and making contact with the source of life. The source of life are not just the nutrients and the nourishments in the food, but they are the creator of that, namely, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vizeh perish HaBashem Tov is a pasuk. And that's what the Bashem Tov says. Tamu ru'u ki tov Hashem. Tamu ru'u. My Bubby, whose Yurtzeit is today. Rav Yenta Rochel Bas Shmuel. Rebetzin Yenta Rochel. Rebetzin. Yenta Rochel Bas Shmuel. My grandmother, my Bubby, Ruth Aboff, very special woman, for whom my daughter Racheli is named. Her favorite pasuk, Tamuru'u Kitov Hashem. Even lying in her hospital bed at the end of her life, she used to say, Tamuru'u, taste and you will see that Hashem is good. Tamuru'u Kitov Hashem. Kasher to'amim u'margishem tam v'tanag tov, teidu Kitov Hashem. When you taste something good, when you see the good in what you're tasting, meaning you're not just tasting it for your taste buds. It's not a gastrointestinal experience, but you're tasting the spiritual and the physical. You're tapping into and making contact with the divine, with the source of all life in that which gives us life. Then ki tov Hashem, you say, Hashem, wow, geshmak, this food, this drink, it's amazing. It keeps me alive. It extends my life. It gives me energy to serve you. Shekeviyochal yisanek hatov hu metzias Hashem. So the tanak hatov is the metzias Hashem. The experience of the positive, pleasant taste is the presence, the essence of Hashem. That is the essence of Hashem. Me'achar v'atam v'onegu nishmas abriyo. So now that we know that the taste and the pleasantness and the joy that's intrinsic in food is the soul of creation, all week long, we're pampering, we're indulging, we're chasing, we're pursuing the physical, our physical selves and more material physical things. But Shabbos, which is the day on our calendar, the day of our week, where we disengage from the world around us and we pause and break from the insatiable pursuit of more in the physical world, and we're devoted and we concentrate on the spiritual, on our soul. on our family and our friends, our davening and our learning, our laughter, our fun. We're disconnected from manipulating and controlling nature and the world. It is the day that is our soul. So now we're able to make contact with the soul in the food. The food isn't just something physical. The food, we're able to connect with the spiritual in the food. And who and what is the source of the spiritual in the food? Hashem. Mir nishmas abriya pinimis betok of God of Yosher kal liv goshem is baruch babriya. Tavlin shel Shabbos recho nodev. So now all food is transformed. When it is cooked for and eaten on Shabbos, when it doesn't have the distractions of the rest of the week, when it is not a material, superficial, physical experience, but we're making connection with Hashem manifest through the food which sustains our life, when our soul's antenna is more attuned and more susceptible and picking up greater the signal, now that is the spice called Shabbos. That is the spice. Umurgash bo yoser tam v'tana gruchni, yish yoser ruchav lev l'achila ushtia. Our heart and our soul are more connected to the eating and drinking. And that's why so many have the minug to say l'kavod Shabbos kodesh. Before I eat, I'm not just eating like I do all week long, which is physical. It's l'kavod Shabbos kodesh. Kodesh baruch hu in the challah, in the wine, in the kugel, in the chicken. Kodesh baruch hu, I'm tasting and I'm imbibing that spice called Shabbos. And what is the spice of Shabbos? The spice of Shabbos is the presence of mind and the concentration. It is the mindfulness and consciousness to see you in everything, including or especially in the food itself. Don't forget to sign up for our 1+1 campaign, a minute a day of learning and $1 a day of tzedakah in the merit of Esther Tilis Bar Yael Tzipor of Esti Moskowitz, brsonline.org/1and1. You can see it on the screen. Sign up, brsonline.org/1and1. This Shabbos, concentrate. Find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the food. We'll pick up next week, not only in the food, but in the song as well, in the singing, the Zmiros, which is why they're so important and intrinsic to Shabbos. Until next time, this Shabbos, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Have a hint of a holy, happy Sabbath, everybody.